Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sing along. Gonna be.
Gonna be.
Trying to get through it, man.
Find your happy place, Falcon fans.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we head into the 3 o'clock hour, I will tell you Thursday, we invite you to come join us for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite, Zucca Pizza, Mike in Smyrna. We are going to be there, Thursday night football, of course, getting ready for the game, Miller Lite specials. We'll be there from 2 to 6. You said you're familiar with this place,
yeah,
huh?
Zucca. Aaron and I were just saying, great spot. We did a giant pep rally years ago to kick off the college football season there years ago, and a lot of fun, man. If it's still the same dudes that I know that used to own it, and I know the quality is there because it's a great restaurant, great food, great fun. So over in Smyrna / Schmeinings, that's what we'll be for you on Thursday.
On Thursday,
Zucca,
man.
Was back in the back. There was a little dance club back in the back of the restaurant, which is the spot.
Oh, they used to get it in?
Yeah, that was the spot after kind of where you at the previous spot. That was the after spot.
Okay.
Because they owned Gibney's on International was the other spot that the same guys used to own. So, yeah, man, hopefully we see some old friends. Have some fun.
No doubt. All right, that's Thursday, guys. Wednesday, we'll be live at Flowery Branch, as we do each and every Wednesday. And we're trying to figure out how to get right. How do you solve this? What is the way out for not only our team, but Mr. Blank?
What if I told you, Carl, on that Netflix special quarterback, Kirk Cousins to the rescue? Kirk gets it together, gets a full week of practice under his belt.
Okay.
We beat the hapless Jets, or the Saints, and then we get on a roll. And all of a sudden, Kirk Cousins, the magic man, returns, and we win 7 in a row, and we get in the wild card. How's that for Hollywood script?
It would be one for the ages.
Unfortunately, we have no wide receivers because Drake is out this week, and Mooney's terrible.
Yep.
Pitts can't, he's butterfingers. It's basically a one-man gang. It's Bijan and a bunch of dudes. That's it. That's our offense right now. That's the problem.
It's, look, and
Algier, who always does his job.
Yeah, but you bring up that fairy tale story.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would love to see that just because I'm so sick of losing. But, yeah, it feels unrealistic where we are right now as a football team.
Dennis Quaid would play him in the TV movie.
He probably would. who's playing Kirk Cousins? Hey, man, I hope you're having a good day. We just got to be real and serious with you guys because we play in the toy department every day. We have fun. Sports is fun.
Right.
But when your team is where our team is, it's not. And specifically, you know, if you've ever lived in another NFL city, you know this. Your NFL team is the vibe of your city. It just is. And for us right now, this is not a good vibe. And we're trying to figure out what needs to be done. And where do we go? And it's so easy to say, all right, we'll just fire everybody. Okay, that's easy. The hard part is, who are you hiring? Who are you bringing in, and who does this correction, Mike, of getting the franchise moving in the right direction, if it's that easy for you? 404-726-0929. Before we grab two or three or four more calls here, I know we got a bunch of folks holding. I want you to hear one thing. Yesterday on the postgame show, Dave Archer was talking with Bijan Robinson, and he asked him, how are you going to fix these mistakes? And I want you to listen closely to what Bijan said to Arch.
Okay, so B, let's look at it from a player perspective, because players have to play to win the game, okay? We can talk all we want to about coaches and design and all that kind of stuff, but it's mistakes made in the game that's keeping you guys from winning football games. How do you address that as a player? And I know you take care of yourself first, but there were just catastrophic mistakes late in overtime. The illegal man downfield, Pitts drops the slant. I mean, what do you do from a player perspective to address that among yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to watch it for ourselves. You know, we got to be very hard on ourselves, critiquing ourselves a lot, because, you know, I think that's the difference. Like, you know, me and Coach Petrie this week watched all my runs from the season and, you know, just critique like what I did well, but we were focused on what I did wrong and what I could get better at. And I mean, that was huge, man, because it just got me back to focus and back to like my cues and run reads and manipulating linebackers, manipulating players. So like, you know, I think for all of us, like, we have to go back, just watch ourselves, like, critique ourselves, because I mean that's how we get better as a team, and that's how they get better. We all get better individually, so we can help the team be great.
I think it's a great analogy, and hopefully you can go tell everybody to do that. That would be great.
I mean, he gets it. He's a rock star. You know it, Carl. He's the dude, heart and soul of this team. And you know, one of his best runs, the hell of a touchdown. He had to beat three guys in the backfield, right?
Yeah.
Because
right.
The offensive line is damn Swiss cheese.
You're right.
So Bijan, I mean, it's going to be like Barry Sanders. He's going to make three moves just to get a yard. So he said it, and that goes back to what we've heard from Kurt Warner, from Dan Orlovsky, that our offense is predictable, and it's just, and that's on Zach Robinson. So that gets back to the self-scouting that Bijan's referring to.
Yeah, when he said everybody needs to go back,
everybody.
And he said that so casually, like, well, I did it, and, you know, it'd be nice if everybody else kind of went back and looked at this whole thing. He is the nicest dude you ever meet, but he wants to win so bad.
Guy asked me today at the gym, and he goes, what is, you know, Raheem's style? I said he's personable. I guess he gets it to me. Is he a player's coach? I go, I guess so. I mean, I don't really see a lot of interaction with him with players on the sideline for the most part. And that's like, I mean, everyone has their memes and things that they'll throw out about the coach when things aren't going well. But I don't know what the culture is, Carl. I couldn't answer the question. You know, where is the accountability? I asked him one time if he had a players council. They don't. You know, okay. So they just lean into the OGs, you know, guys like Jake Matthews and Caden Ellis's of the team. You know, what is our culture? When the thing is going south, is it just the same message over and over? Back to work, boys. Look at the tape. Do better, guys. We'll get it. I mean, at some point, do you have accountability where you crack the whip, for lack of a better word, and say, look, you know, like if I'm going out this way, I'm going out huffing and puffing. I'm not getting fired over you guys in this weak blank stuff. You know, they practice the screen. The screen is executed perfectly. Illegal man downfield. Archer referenced that with Bijan.
Mistake.
The Pitts drops. Hell, we had a holding penalty to start the freaking game from Elijah Wilkinson. First play of the game, 10 yards backwards. You know, that's on the – there is – I think maybe the question is Raheem does not have accountability because it sure as hell doesn't look like it.
Let's talk to Ron and Swanee. Ron, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
What's up, man? How you guys today?
I'm not great. How are you? Yeah. How are you?
Well, I got some feelings just like everybody else. And I got to ask you. I posted yesterday, right after we lost this game, about Mr. Blank and his ability to surround his people with good people. He built a fantastic corporation. He knows how to bring in leadership. And this is a marquee market. How in the world have we not got to that point here in Atlanta?
Right.
I mean, our fans... most of them, I would say, are not multimillionaires.
No.
They spend their hard-earned working money to buy tickets, to come to the games, pay for parking, to buy food, whatever, and have a good time. And these millionaires on the field aren't producing the product. that I think the Falcon fans deserve. And that's what it comes back to. Mr. Blank, he's a great guy. He's a great, smart man. But he needs to put somebody in charge again that can fire this team up. You're right. There is no leadership in that locker room, I don't think. Not like it was when, say, Matt Ryan was there or Tony Gonzalez or those types of players that say, look, we are talented. Let's go out there and put our product on the field and play like that. It is just, it's depressing.
It is.
To be here for so long and watch this team that has the talent they have that's not coached properly, in my opinion, to bring out the best in them and put a product on the field that makes everyone proud to be here.
But are we overrating the talent, Carl? I mean, at the end of the day, we're a 3-win team. We have individuals. We know we've got individual star players, but are we too close to it? And maybe we're just not that good, period.
It's very possible. That's why these PFF numbers sometimes are misleading. Over the last couple of years when we were talking about having one of the best offensive lines and one of the best run lines, you know, as far as being able to run the football. Now, remember, we started the season, but it's been here. We knew this. Your best run blocker has been hurt all year in Caleb McGarry. We ran the ball, and percentages told us this, more over on Caleb McGarry's side and behind Caleb McGarry than anybody else. He's not been there. We knew that. But it's a valid point, Mike, when you start saying, wait a minute. Okay, how do other teams evaluate our talent?
Right.
And part of the problem right now with the Falcons is, and this has been a problem, but it's blatantly evident now, we don't scare anybody down the field. So I've said this to you before, where if I go in and I turn on the tape and I see, okay, they don't throw the ball 25 yards down the field frequently, they don't have anybody to scare us down the field to stretch the defense, they're not going to go over the top, Mike. I can play you differently from the jump. And that's what you're seeing teams do defensively. So, you know, for everything we talk about Michael Penix, you know, you get one or two explosive plays here or there, but we're not consistently pushing the ball down the field, and nor do we have a speedster that you can rely on to do that consistently. And I think that alone limits your offense. And then you add all this other stuff on top of it, and right, you become an offense that, you know, people look around the league and they go, well, what are the Falcons? I don't know if we're too close to it, but I do think there are other teams in front offices who like our talent. But everybody I've spoken with, Mike, keeps talking about what's lacking. And right, unfortunately, it is the coaching aspect.
And there's no clutch. I mean, look, Kyle Pitts is a perfect example. Orrin and I talked about this off the air. You know, somebody else will fix Kyle Pitts. That'll be somebody else, knock yourself out. Okay? If there is a guy that can untap the potential of Kyle Pitts, have at it. And Kyle Pitts, by the way, he'll make some more money in this league, Carl, because first-round picks always have an endless shelf life. You'll get time after. You'll get multiple opportunities. And maybe somebody can unlock the riddle. But that's a bust pick. That's a guy that is, to me, that's the quintessential exasperating part of this offense. Carl said it last year. Pitts can be the key to this team.
Never happened.
And this year again, to the rescue. When Mooney's unhealthy or Drake was banged up at times, both of them banged up, Pitts to the rescue. He's incapable of doing that. Incapable. And just real quick, to the caller's point about the owner, Arthur Blank wouldn't be the first incredibly successful billionaire self-made man who can't figure out how to win in professional sports.
Yeah.
Because it's a different animal.
It is. Fourth and One is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We are going to talk some dogs, guys, because they were amazing on Saturday night. And for everybody that's been saying, I don't know if they're a national championship caliber team, you might want to rethink that. But before we get to that, we've got to hear something that Raheem said as he put it solely on his shoulders yesterday. But was it enough? It's Dukes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bell. We are still standing. Mike and I are not going to ever, never, ever go away from supporting this team. We're not going to quit on them. We just want things to get right. And I hope that's where you are. And you have every right to be frustrated and PO'd and all the emotions that are going through you as our team continues to be in this rut. You know, the footage yesterday of folks leaving Mercedes-Benz chanting, you know, fire Raheem. This is the sentiment right now of most of the fan base, fair or unfair. And Mike said to me as we're just talking in the break, and we're talking to you at 404-726-0929. Today we're just having a conversation, man. I mean, like, this is where we are. We can come on and we could fuss with you and certainly go over all the things that are wrong and have been wrong, but it's not going to change. It hasn't changed for 5 weeks. So what we're looking for are real answers. What we are looking for is the real way out. How do we turn the corner as some of these other franchises have, and all of a sudden now they are good? And it looks like they're going to be good for a while. And it looks like their quarterbacks are progressing and Mike becoming the players that those franchises thought. And all of a sudden now, we're on the opposite end of that. That's what we're looking for. 404-726-0929.
I mean, you could argue Seattle has replaced one quarterback with a ceiling in Geno Smith for another one with a ceiling in Sam Darnold. But right now, they got a 90% chance of making the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, with a coach in his second year out there. So there are other teams that you're feeling pretty good about. I mean, we saw the Colts. I mean, yeah, they've got their flaws, but they're physical. They've drafted well. They've got guys on both sides of the ball that make plays. The Patriots, we got a chance to look at them up close and personal. That's a team which is just so fundamentally sound with a coach who gets it. One of the great coaches and a thorn in our side for basically a decade and a half, Sean Payton, is doing some amazing work with the Broncos. These are the coaches. These are the guys that are making that difference. Ben Johnson's gotten a crack at changing Caleb Williams and the vibe with the Bears. I mean, they might not make the playoffs. We'll see. But he's doing some work, man. They're changing. They're getting different results. We hired a guy who had been an interim here, who was under 500 for his career, and he continues to be a coach who's under 500, who's not maximizing our talent. You know, we got all week to get into this. Are we too close to it, as we said last break? Do we just not have enough talent on this team? That gets to the general manager, you know? But this team, to me, still had enough talent to be 6-3 last year, enough talent to beat Buffalo in a playoff atmosphere on Monday Night Football, to go up to Minnesota in a hostile environment and smack them around.
Yes.
You know? So we've seen the ability to make these things happen. And the flip side, we've looked absolutely dreadful. We make mistake after mistake. Bad football teams don't make the mistakes we do every week.
That's it, Mike. That's why you know that something is lacking. All right. Before we hit the phones, and we're going to take plenty more of your calls between now and 6 o'clock, as we said, the phone lines are open. Today is a day where we want to hear from you, and certainly we want you to voice your opinion. I want you to hear Raheem, Mike, and I don't know if this was enough, but this might be the most he said about taking on the responsibility of where this team is. This is what he said yesterday after the loss.
Not good. You know, we've lost a bunch of games in a row in tight moments, and you got to find a way to win those games, man. Like, it definitely is on me. There's no such thing as a losing team. There's only a losing leader, and I'm the leader, and we lost.
I appreciate the accountability, but, you know, how do you fix it? I mean, I said this to Raheem last week. I said, look, this is your career on the line here. You're not going to get another head coaching job after this. You'll be a defensive coordinator. You make good money doing it and be respected around the league, but this is it. I mean, I don't know about you, Carl. I mean, if this was our job and our job's on the line, I'm going down fighting. I'm going down. Now, I know he may want to project calmness and a calm demeanor, and that's his style, but, I mean, it doesn't resonate with the fan base. I hope there's more to it than what he just says when he's behind closed doors in that locker room.
I do, too. And, again, we are not there. But now with these injuries, what are your realistic expectations? And that's another thing. Like, Mike, when we had a full, healthy squad, I felt a lot better about turning this thing around 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. It was like, okay, we're going to be all right. Now you've got some real injuries to an offense that has already been inept. And your best wide receiver is certainly not playing this weekend. And maybe you say, well, we can beat the Saints without him. Can we? I don't know. Now your quarterback, who's been taking a majority, if not all the reps, is done at least for 4 weeks. I'm saying he's done, but that's just my opinion. Again, not official from the Falcons, but I think he's not coming back. Either way, Mike, we'll find out. And you add to that the other issues of what's been going on with this offense. Like, who's picking up this slack? And to your point, even if Kirk Cousins comes out in balls, like, is he going to make all of these other guys around him better? Is Seals all of a sudden going to be the leading receiver on Sunday?
Yeah, DS5. I mean, and Casey Washington, he had an opportunity. Then we had, you know, unfortunately, some injuries. Everybody on this team has had a hamstring or a concussion in receiver core. The Saints beat the Panthers last week. They're coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever you want to make of the Saints and Tyler Shook, but that's, you know, you're on the road. We all know how difficult it is to play in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Even when they've got two wins, that crowd will be up. You know what that's like. Even when they're terrible, Carl, it's still one of the great vibes and intimidating arenas to play in the NFL.
No doubt. What? What's he talking about?
I'm not sure what that was, but we just dumped him.
Okay. I have no idea what he's talking about. Thanks for nothing. 404-726-0929 as we talk about our Falcons guys and where they are, not only in the standings, but again, it's more about the position of this team. And yesterday, Mike, just from a game perspective, as we talk about this, you mentioned the sacks. We had five more yesterday. Five more sacks.
It's almost impossible that we are getting to a position where we're going to basically double our sack output, maybe even more than that, and yet we're still not getting the quarterback on there. You're getting the sacks, but the quarterback threw for 450 yards, for crying out loud. So it doesn't matter.
It's crazy.
It literally is the embodiment of Mike Smith, for those who don't remember, our old Falcon coach, from 208 to 14. Sacks don't matter. Get the player off the spot. Which I understand. It's sound defense, but, you know, the other teams, the elites who go on to play in the Super Bowl, have those sack numbers.
Yeah.
And now this year we have the sacks, but we don't get the quarterback. We can't stop the quarterback from beating us.
Yeah, usually those things go hand in hand. But I will say this. The teams, like, you know, that have led the year the Eagles led the league in sacks and they go to the Super Bowl, they also had the best offense. You know, the year that the Kansas City Chiefs led the league and said they had the best offense. Those things go hand in hand. It's not just sacks. Let's talk to Thomas in Atlanta. Thomas, welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, how's it going, Duke and Bell?
Hey, man.
Love your show. I have like one main question I want to ask y'all. I really want to know what y'all think this team has to do. I don't want to talk too much about the future, but that's what this question is about. What do you think we need to do next year to, like, make this team a threat in the league? Because I don't really know what we really can do with no first-round draft pick. So,
yeah, I mean, it kind of gets back to what's going to happen in this offseason. When does Arthur Blank make that decision? Is the coach gone? Is the general manager going to retain his position? You know, the general manager certainly believes in Michael Penix Jr. so much so he made that decision, which I still don't wrap my head around. But, Carl, we don't know what Michael Penix Jr. is, and we may not get to see him again this season now. So, and anybody who's coming in here, if you are going to move on from the head coach, you know, does he fit what you're doing? By the way, you really want to get depressed? If you feel Michael Penix Jr. is trending the wrong way, look at free agent quarterbacks for next year. It's like a rogues gallery. You know, Garoppolo is probably one of the better ones if Aaron Rodgers doesn't retire. I mean, there's just not a lot of talent out there. No one you could plug in and feel good about. Just right. All retreads.
No, I agree.
I'm not done.
Here's what I'd do. First of all, I'm drafting speed. We don't have enough of it on the offensive side of the ball, okay? Number one. I don't care if that's second round, two-thirds. Hell, give me some futures. Get back into the draft early if you can and make that happen. We are not fast enough on the outside to scare anybody.
Speed and size, too. The compliment with Drake. Right.
Secondly, I'm cutting all the busters. Let's stop telling me about how good certain players are and they're not. Let's get rid of the dead weight. Third, Pitts doesn't deserve a damn thing.
Nothing.
We're moving on. That's the kind of stuff that has to happen, and you've got to have, Mike, the huevos to do it. Let's not keep talking about who drafted him, and he deserves opportunities. These are the kind of things that the next regime, by the way, are going to come in and immediately do because they're going to realize some of this has been a facade.
Right.
Some of this has just not been real, and they've been preaching to us about certain guys, and it's just not. Somebody answer this question. And, Mike, I will give you credit because you asked me this a million times. I said, I don't know. Why is Troy Anderson still on this team?
Right.
Why, seriously.
And that's the thing. We asked Raheem about it, and maybe out of respect to the player. Just he's on IR. We've seen him in street clothes or sweats. I mean, like they're all good guys. It's not
Mike,
malicious.
We're 10 weeks in.
You wasted a second-round pick on it. He's the Mike Mamula for this team.
Okay.
For those who don't know,
okay.
Mike Mamula was the classic combine darling, this kid out of a small school, who played all these different positions, who showed you, and the thing is, and that's the ultimate irony, because Troy Anderson, when healthy, is a very quick, athletic guy who had a pick six that helped you beat the Saints last year in a game where your offense started to wobble, but then he can't stay on the field. He's played 9 games in three. We're going on 3 seasons now. Mm-hmm. So this is his fourth year. He's done. Ebba Cady is a nice piece. He's done. Okay, these guys are fourth year. They're out. They're free agents. You had to go get Divine Diablo because you knew that Troy Anderson was never going to be on the field.
Well, that's
the good news is you hit on Divine Diablo. Unfortunately, he's missed some games of late.
He may come back too, by the way.
Yep.
Nice. Oh, screamed in there. Why behind the glass? Let me say this too, Mike. That's another thing I do. I got to upgrade my linebacking core. I got to upgrade my line. I love Caden Ellis, but you just can't have one dude. We need more dudes.
J.D. Bertrand showed you his complete lack of viability in pass coverage,
and
you kept rolling him out there.
Yeah.
Which, and again, D'Angelo Malone went on IR. I loved his game. I guess they felt that he wasn't as athletic to be in coverage. There were other options. We talked about Helms and others, but they kept rolling Bertrand out there.
Yeah, and I think those personnel moves, when you just start saying, how do we get better, those are the areas. Because in this scheme, you've already seen, if we're running the same scheme, with Jeff Ulbrich, we can get after the quarterback. But we don't have one dominant pass rusher, guys. We don't have a guy that's going to have 15 sacks in this league. But you have a variety of guys that have contributed. You can do it that way. But we got to upgrade the talent. And that's part of how do you move this forward. But the biggest thing is you've got to get a culture and a standard that I still believe we don't have, Mike.
No, I mean, you've had the most uncompelling coaching hire of that last coaching cycle. And guys that were nonplussed, you were right. And what I wanted. I wanted Harbaugh. I wanted something completely outside the box. And by the way, it's not all doom and gloom. Bergeron was a great draft pick. Obviously, Bijan and Drake are great draft picks.
Lindstrom
has been, it's been money. But you go back and you look at, where this team has gone. And Lindstrom was on, that was Dimitroff. Lindstrom was Dimitroff.
But he's on the team contributing.
Right. But he's there, and he's a player. But you've had decent depth on offensive line, but this offensive line has been pushed to the limit. Now they can't do the job. Bijan's run game has gone out the window for this team.
If you draft a guy and 5 years later he's off your team, you didn't get the guy.
Pitts was a bust. Your first chance to make a pick, and as Carl said, like everything else in this franchise, who's to freaking blame? Oh, that was an Arthur Smith pick. Okay. I mean, we don't know. You never get any response. Who wanted Deshaun Watson? I don't know. This franchise is dysfunctional at the core. We keep coming back to it, Carl. Bad franchises do the things we're doing.
This Friday, join the morning shift at Publix, guys, on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come out, pick up your supplies for the weekend and parties and all the football you'll be watching with Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. What's on Day Day's mind next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know this one. On a Monday, Falcons lose yesterday in overtime. Our record's now 3-7. is this going to get worse? And you say how? If you lose to the Saints this week, it does. But if you were to lose to the Saints and the Jets, that's how. It could feel worse than it actually is right now. And I think this is as bad as it's been when you talk about the state of our team and, more importantly, feeling like we are trapped, as we have talked about today with you guys on the phones at 404-726-0929. And if you have a question like our last caller, hey, what do you guys think about this, that, or the other? Please let us know. We'll be happy to tell you. One of the things that, Mike, as we talk about the potential change, and we do not know. We are just advocates of trying to get this right.
Right.
But the other reason why I am pushing for this and now saying, look, I've seen enough. Our special teams has been so bad. Our special teams, the field position battle, and again, for you football savants out there, you know this. Flipping the field is as important as your offense and defense and not giving up explosive plays and kickoffs. Guys, we gave up over 133 yards in kickoffs on Sunday.
And we muffed a punt, and we lost a possession on a muffed punt.
Special teams, Mike. And why is that important to this equation? Because, again, that starts at the top. And the top has remained that the special teams coach,
Marquise Williams,
is okay. That everything is fine. When over the last 5 weeks during this losing streak specifically, but it's not been good all year, the special teams has come back to hurt us.
Brooks muffs the catch. Remember, guys, they get the now. Luckily for us, they go down and they don't do anything with that great field position. They went for it on fourth. we get the stop, they turn it over on downs. Conversely, then we go up a possession and punt after six plays. So it didn't come back to bite you, but you lost time to get back in your rhythm, establish more with the run game. I went back and I was looking at some of the series. The good balance with the run and the pass. And then, okay. And then all of a sudden it's all pass.
Right.
You know, I there's no rhyme or reason to what Zach Robinson does. It's almost like you flip a coin. Let's run it on this series. We're going to pass it on that series. It's like Two-Face, like Harvey Dent in Batman. I just, as a fan, I sit there and I go back and I talk about forcing yourself to eat your spinach as a kid. I got to go back and watch this on the DVR to make sure I didn't miss something at the game itself. And I'm like, no, I had it right. I go back and look at my tweets. Yeah, that was accurate. What the hell is he doing? So this is a poorly coached team, which has flaws. The players, there's flaws, there's mistakes, but the coaches compound that by not playing to the players' strengths at times.
Yeah, and the special teams is a big part of that. It's a
terrible special teams team.
It is, and you can't dismiss that as part of, well, that's not on Raw. No, it is on Raw. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Day-Day, shortened version of what's on your mind, man, but want to talk to you. We are going to talk Dogs coming up as they defeat Texas 35-10. We'll let you hear a little bit of what Kirby had to say. Dogs are a lock, guys. And I don't care what happens with Georgia Tech, and I'm not saying they don't want to win. They're going to get in the college football playoff. Whether they're top four or not, we'll see. But the statement on Saturday night was enough for the committee, I think, to just say, hey, they're obviously one of the top four teams. We'll see if they get into the top four.
The big argument now is, do you want to be in the SEC championship or not?
Yeah.
And we'll get into that because there's a lot of scenarios. I heard Rusty talking about on the Steakhouse. There's a million different scenarios.
Yeah, look, I think, and this is going to sound, you know, it's overrated now to potentially play for your championship game when it could hurt you in the playoff. And that's part of this. When every coach says they want to play for a championship of the conference, do you really? All right, Day-Day, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Falcons and what happened yesterday. But obviously, we do want to talk about our picks. So real quick, before we do that, I want to give a shout-out to the Emory women's basketball team. They had a great weekend. I got a chance to do a PA announcement for their matchup yesterday. In which they won big, so just wanted to give them a shout out for allowing me to come.
Are you one of these guys like in the face?
No, so I guess apparently I was told when I first started.
It's time.
Too many steps.
With Division III, apparently you can't really like waver one way towards
that foul was offensive.
So whatever excitement I have about a shot, it
you know
has
what
to
you
be
did.
Consistent.
Okay,
yeah,
all so. Right. All
no,
right.
That's not me.
D3 though, like honestly, like if you take a side doing a D3 game. Are there going to be repercussions?
Listen, man. Hey, listen. I'm just happy to be invited to do it and get a check. So
no, I got
if they
you,
tell
I got
me
you.
Not to do something,
you're
not
going to
do it.
You're not going to do it. Okay.
I'm your announcer, Day-Day Big Money Lewis.
Okay. Far from that.
All right. Fair enough. Some wacky those Emory games, man.
And then
is anybody going to guard her? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Shout out to my SBA Smyrna Basketball Association 10U team. We took one on the chin yesterday.
Thundersticks.
Lost by three in overtime.
With 2.5 point spread?
No point spreads on 10-year-olds. Stop that. But I did have
to
pull.
I thought you were going to get these kids in line.
Listen,
man.
We won last week. I had to pull a Raheem yesterday.
Daddy, it's about streaks.
Listen.
Right. When you say pull a Raheem, you stared at the scoreboard?
No, I told him this was on me. The loss was on
we got to find a way to win those football games.
That's how you pulled a Raheem.
That's how I pulled a Raheem, exactly.
We got to find a way to win, kids.
All right.
All right,
look at the tape. Find out what's working.
That's good.
It's not the grass, though. We'll get better on the hardwood. Get the practice on the parquet, guys.
Let's get to the picks.
You can't even keep a straight face.
All right, so a pretty rough weekend for all of us, but for O in particular.
Stupid Rams, man.
He pulled an
over. That game.
I tried to tell you. That was my win.
Yeah. Yeah, so O unfortunately goes 0-3.
I was mad about Bama. No, I wasn't mad about Bama because Bama lost. But the two just upset me how I lost those two.
Well, I felt funny because I felt good at the time because you guys were like, yeah, you're right. Belichick looks like he's turning the corner. UNC's got some momentum. And they go lay a big freaking egg against Wake Forest.
Wake got him.
So the first and last time, Carl, I'll be betting on Bill Belichick's squad.
Yeah, so
I feel you.
Myself, Mike, Carl, we all went 1-2. The ones that killed me were the Florida. Florida was 11.5. They lost by 10. And then the Ravens,
lesson, aren't you?
Yeah, Ravens were 7.5, and they won by 7. So that's what killed me.
And real quick, that Seattle game, they damn near won. They could have won the game.
Yeah, had a field goal opportunity at the end. Yeah,
and Darnold was hot garbage. Like that
four
was
picks.
That was the craziness of that game. But do you? By the way, you guys think the Rams are the best team in the NFC?
I still think it's the Eagles. I think it goes through Philly. Yeah. I think the Eagles, like they have their issues, but it doesn't matter how you're playing right now. They'll be ready when it matters most.
And I think you can't, despite them losing last night to the Lions, I still think you can't count the Lions out by far. Like, I think they're still right there. They probably just got to get a few
and
things.
Again, Goff had a tough day at the Rams. I mean, he had a tip ball for the pick right off the start that kind of put them behind schedule.
It's like their lowest completion percentage in I don't know how long.
I said to Carl earlier about Seattle, it's like you replace Geno with another Geno because Darnold has a ceiling. He's going to turn it over as you get deeper into the season. The games matter most. That's when he gets tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
But for what it's worth, if you watched it, they were really players had. I watched on NFL Network this morning. All the players on the team had his back.
Yeah.
They're all saying we got to do better. It's not all on Sam. So there is a culture there. There's a culture.
There is. There is. And they're really good defensively. I mean, you saw that. That Rams offense is good.
Yeah, they are.
Mike McDonald guy's a pretty good coach. I wonder if he ever interviewed here in Atlanta.
He did.
On a Zoom.
All right, let's get back to the Falcons, guys. It wasn't all doom and gloom. We do got to give a shout-out because I don't want this to get overshadowed by what happened. We should give a shout-out to Bijan Robinson because his 23 carries for 104 yards and two touchdowns allowed him to pass Michael Vick for ninth for most rushing touchdowns, now 22 in franchise history. So there was some bright spots. That was one of the good things that stood out and just wanted to throw that out there. But
you don't feel like you believe that, Day Day.
No, I believe it, but what my question is, are we gonna waste this man's talents?
Right now we are. Look, you were hoping that as he matured into year three or four and Drake, that this team would be taking off. And it feels like we're going the opposite direction, right? It feels like we're still on the landing strip and we don't even know how to take off yet. So for Bijan, the realness of his situation is, unfortunately, the shelf life of running backs, right? And we're not even using him like we think we should be using him. But you get a good 6 years for these special dudes, right? Okay? And then they can still be productive. And then, you look at a guy like Derrick Henry, different, right? But it's not the same. And so right now, when you look at how Bijan has taken off and where he is in the landscape of running backs, I do think we're wasting some of this. Yeah, you're right. Because if we go through two more losing seasons, and who's to say we're not going to before all of a sudden we turn this around? Now what are you looking at? You're looking at Bijan and, year six.
Right. Drake, you're squandering Drake. I had a guy come at us just now on Twitter and saying, no one's saying that we're in a rebuild. No one ever said this was a rebuild. We were 6-3 last year. This is not a freaking rebuild. Okay, this was never considered a rebuild by anyone in the organization. And if Arthur Blank had that conversation with Terry and somehow he's got 3 years to make this work, you got to be freaking kidding me. This is 5 years for this general manager. This was never considered a rebuild or a gap year. This year, expectations was defense was going to be better. You've got a great running back.
Yeah.
Run the football. Take pressure off Penix. Penix will take his lumps, but he will evolve over the course. It was never, ever considered this was a rebuild year. So you can flush that one.
All right, well, that's what I got on my mind.
You with me on that, Carl?
Am I
barking up the wrong tree on this?
No. But I do want to say this about Terry Fontenot. I think that, Mike, his hands are not in all of these moves. And it gets back to who's leading this franchise.
Well, that was quite apparent when he was not there the day they fired the head coach. General manager wasn't even at the dais.
Yeah. And again, you can tell me that people are not involved, but it's just not true. And I don't know, and I'm not speaking, from fact here as far as like being in the room, but I do know this. All of these decisions, his hands have been tied sometimes.
Okay.
Look,
I want a clean slate.
I know.
I don't know. I mean,
and I don't know if that's it's not the best idea. But I also think in trying to be fair about this, the one thing I think we all agree on is Ra's not doing a good enough job. Period.
Correct.
Okay. The general manager's job is just different. And if in fact his hands have been tied, as I believe they have been in some situations, all of this is not on him. When you go into a room, Mike, and there are other people sitting around that table, and you are technically the GM, but other people are saying, here's my input. This is where I would go. And then you end up having to go that way, but yet it's on your watch.
Well,
you are going to pay the price for that.
I was under the impression that Terry Fontenot and Terry Fontenot alone was on Michael Penix Jr., They said he's a guy they can't pass up. And now 14 games in, we don't know what he is. And there'll be people around the league saying, oh, no, the Falcons got it wrong with Michael Penix. That gets you fired as a general manager, especially after giving $100 million to Kirk Cousins.
Now, that one he's got to eat. That one he's got to eat. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.